Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is a fucking evil day, man. Fucking, we seem to wallow in it. We seem to fucking want it. But today is Wednesday, the 5th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low tonight of 41. So, I mean, but we got showers. I mean, by the weekend, it'll be snowing. I'm pretty goddamn sure of that, but we'll see. Hard to get shit done in the snow. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look into today. Interesting. I guess I'm going to have to do this. All right. Let's get this over to the side. Get this shit closer to me, the blinder I fucking get. All right, here we go. There's one I wanted to look at here. Oh, the second amendment misconstrued in parentheses militia by Brian McGlinchey. Anyway, and this was put up by Maria Earl, and we're gonna see. You know, it is about the second article. It ain't about the second fucking amendment. There was one fucking amendment and 10 articles in that amendment. And it is separate law from that fucking Constitution. It is written and ratified by the representatives of the fucking people elected, not selected. That Constitution never fucking was and never will be. But this is how they're going to, I'll play along with you. You can do definitions to this point here. We'll figure out why in the fuck you can't figure the rest of it out. America's latest episode of mass homicide has packed renewed advocacy for restrictions on gun ownership. Once again, the accompanying debate has many gun control advocates claiming the Second Amendment refers to no, it ain't the Second Amendment. It is the second article of a body of law you motherfuckers can't touch. A body of law that we are to kill you if you try to touch. Advocates, fuck you, advocate, you're a fucking traitor, is what you are. Advocates claiming the Second Amendment's reference to a well-regulated militia narrows the amendment scope, if not rendering it altogether moot. won't listen to an argument out of both sides of your mouth. Before we examine those claims, it's important to ensure readers have a proper general understanding of the Bill of Rights. Whoa, thank you, sir. Contrary to common misrepresentation, these amendments do not bestow privilege upon the American citizen. They don't. No, they don't. They are the goddamn right of an American national. Citizens are fucking goddamn subjects. We know this. See, this is this fucking little tricky shit. They are primarily a set of prohibitions against the government infringing on pre-existing human rights all people have. No, they are not. That is written, ratified by the representatives of the people, the highest unalienable law in this fucking country, and it belongs to the people. And it does not just apply to the government. It applies to every individual in this country. It is our autonomy. That is our fucking common law. So they're going to start writing about it and try to fucking send you down a fucking rabbit hole that ain't there. The statue on Lexington Battle Green honors colonists who volunteered to serve in the Massachusetts Town Militia. No, these are just fucking people who came out. Some 40 of them didn't even come out of the fucking bar. These were people who came out and said, you ain't taking my fucking guns. You ain't taking my fucking property. I ain't your goddamn property. That's evident in the language. For example, the First Amendment begins, Congress shall make no law. This amendment isn't awarding citizens the right of religion, speech, and assembly. It's outlawing the government's thwarting of those innate and universal human rights. You try to fumble this around. No, it does. It pro-fucking-hibits anybody from fucking with your religion, not just the goddamn Congress. Nobody can fuck with your religion. The fucking law is for every fucking American national in this goddamn country, and the people who are not from this country do not have this fucking law. They have not ratified it. They have not declared it. They have not won it at the barrel of a fucking gun. This is tricky shit here we're talking, people. Similarly, the Fourth Amendment asserts the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be inviolated. See, they're telling you this is how good propaganda works. Truths, half-truths, and lies shall not be violated. Again, the authors are not granting these rights. They are protecting them. No, they are declaring them, and they are making them the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people, highest unalienable law in this country. And the people, in declaring the people's jurisdictional authority over those who would fucking claim to have a fucking goddamn government, which there never was, because that Constitution never was, because it was never approved by the people. The people never ratified it. They built it just like they're building this UN fucking goddamn government. We declare, fuck you, you're dead. When the Bill of Rights was proposed, some feared the enumeration of the handful of rights could be misinterpreted as providing a comprehensive catalog, and this empowering the government to infringe on human rights not specified. That's why they included the Ninth Amendment. It ain't the Ninth Amendment, and that's not what it fucking says. You can't read it at a third grade level, you ignorant son of a bitch. The Ninth Article says the enumeration in the Constitution. That's the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others. That's others. That's the people's fucking rights. Others belonging to the people. You got that? They can have no goddamn authority. And this fucking argument's bullshit anyway. The son of a bitches are fucking violating the fucking Ninth Article. They violated it with the Act of 1871. They violated it with the Act of 1878 blatantly, treasonously, seditiously. They've declared them, just like this fucking UN bullshit, they're trying to declare them fucking selves as being anything. And that is not what the Ninth Article fucking says. The Ninth Article says there can be no power in the Constitution to deny or disparage the other rights retained by the people. That makes them separate from the rights in the Constitution, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, the Bill of Rights was ratified as a fucking single document, a single body of law. It is not amendments to that shithole fucking doesn't exist Constitution. It stands on its fucking own and it belongs to the people. It belongs to the individual free sovereign nationals of this country. And it is our right. It is our duty to enforce that son of a bitch. Shall not be. Fuck you. You do not know what you're talking about. But see, this is how they'll try, you know, because it's... This can show you that fucking Bill of Rights is pushing out there, because they got to put shit like this in to try to, you know, give you gray areas where it's so goddamn simple. It's made for a third grader to understand. It's not, again, the authors are not granting those rights. They are protecting them. No, they are declaring them. They are declaring him the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country. Above all other law. Anything not in fucking compliance is notwithstanding. That's what it's telling you. And the fucking Bill of Rights is about, see, if they could break it up. No, it's just amendments. We can take this and over here. No, you fucking touch one comma in it. And that's what they want to do, but they can't, because that ninth article fucking forbids it. They do not have the authority. What they have been doing with this goddamn fucking declarations from these motherfucking peons and fucking saying, oh, you're going to stay in your fucking house, you're going to take a shot, is they have been violating the ninth article. They have been pretending that they have a goddamn authority higher than the fucking Bill of Rights, and they fucking do not. There is no fucking jurisdictional authority higher than that of the individual free sovereign national in this country, and the common law courts are where we get our redress agreements. They has to be. It can't be the king's fucking courts. In the king's fucking courts, the king always wins. It's the common law, elected judge, elected fucking goddamn sheriff and fucking coroner, all sworn into the common law jurisdiction. If you people could learn that one fucking word and what it means, jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction over us. We are autonomous. We rule ourselves through that fucking Bill of Rights, through that body of law. That's our common law. And there is no fucking issue in this place. I dare somebody to bring up an issue that cannot be litigated just using that fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking procedures and the fucking maximums. I dare you, because you can't fucking do it, because that ain't what it was written for. I can read and write. I know what punctuation fucking means. Can't spell for shit, but by God, I can read and I can fucking interpret. And that's what the fucker says. See here, when the Bill of Rights was proposed, some feared the enumeration of a handful of rights could be... No, they did fucking not. Go read the Federalist Papers. What they did is they showed what they were intended to do with that fucking Constitution that was not, and they put, in each instance they put them in check, and that ninth article was the final check, because that made it so they could not change one fucking word in that body of law. From December 15, 1791, unfucking alienable. That means you can't touch it. But they have. They pissed and shit all over it. And it's because we've let them. Proposed, some feared, fuck you, handful of rights could be misinterpreted as providing a comprehensive catalog. Hey, fuck, buddy. They are violating what's written there. What is enumerated in the Constitution? They violate it every fucking day. They have violated it ad nauseum. We the people have allowed it. And thus empowering the government to infringe on human rights not specified. Fuck you. That's why they included the Ninth Amendment. It's not the Ninth Amendment. It is the Ninth Article, you motherfucker. And it fucking ties it all together and makes it untouchable. You fucking would like it to be an amendment, something you could change. It ain't nothing you can change. The only way you can change it is to kill every American national in this country, and I'm buddy, you bite yourself off more than you can chew. Amendment asserting that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others. Don't you get that other? Do you understand? Look it up in the fucking dictionary. That means it is not talking about the fucking rights in the Constitution except to the point to saying They cannot have that power to deny or disparage others. That includes that second fucking article, especially that fucking second article, because it has its own fucking goddamn forbidden from fucking infringement retained by the people. Let's go on down here. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed. See, they think that people, you know, they've dumbed people down so much they don't know fucking punctuation. When that comma is there, what comes after it is a separate fucking absolute statement that fucking stands on its own. Shall not be infringed, period. With that understanding of the Bill of Rights in mind, no, we're not going to accept your fucking bullshit, buddy. You're going to, you'll hang for fucking talking shit like this. It ain't no fucking amendments. You don't know what you're fucking talking about. If you want to talk about it, find out. See, you know, you've looked at it this close and you ain't got a third grade education. You don't know fucking better than this. No, this is fucking propaganda. Bill of Rights in mind, we see via the Second Amendment, the founders explicitly asserted that there is a right of the people to keep and bear arms. Oh, no, no. The people declared it. No fucking government did. That law belongs to the people, and the jurisdictional authority for this country belongs to the individual free sovereign nationals that won this fucking country. What about the reference to a well-regulated militia? What about it? As we set out to scrutinize the phrase, let's first observe the Second Amendment. It's not an amendment, motherfucker. It's an article of law. And it is a part of a one fucking body of law. And you ain't going to pick it out of there and try to fucking break it up. You do that, you fucking die. It's the second article, stupid. Contains two distinct components serving two different purposes. An operative clause that sets out a specific prohibition against the government's infringement on the right. You goddamn right. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and that's all you fucking got to know, son of a bitch. Hey, he didn't put his fucking comma in there. Where's your fucking comma, you fucking communist son of a bitch? A prefactory clause that announces a purpose. It's not the purpose. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. That, no. No. Not a the people are the fucking unregulated militia that are fucking heavily armed. We don't take no fucking orders from no goddamn governor who is a fucking traitor who's trying to fucking tyrannize us. We don't take no orders from no goddamn group of international corporate mafia that's trying to tyrannize us. We can act as individuals. We can enforce those fucking rights on the fucking spot. Petitioned in the prefactory clause, the well-regulated militia reference merely serves to provide a rationale. No, it does not. That is not what that motherfucker... You're a fucking dumb son of a bitch. No, you're not a dumb son of a bitch. You're a propagandist. You're probably a paid propagandist. And not necessarily the only rationale for the operative clause that follows. While the Second Amendment stands apart from the others in the Bill of Rights by having a prefactory clause, such clauses were common in state constitutions of the era. We're not under English common law, dickweed. I don't give a fuck about the past. In December 15, 1791, the law was laid down. The law of the people, the authority of the fucking people. And it wasn't just over the government. That's our autonomy. That's how we fucking prosecute our fucking lives apart from any fucking government. No government fucking goddamn fiduciary. Remember, they're supposed to be your servants. They just like these fucking invaders. I just want a better. I just want to be your servant. Fuck you. It was that fucking Constitution was designed to do exactly what the anti-federalists said it would do. And we are fucking in goddamn gross violation of our goddamn duty to fucking stop it. Prefactory clauses were used to help sell amendments to those. Fuck you, weren't selling amendments. It was a separate fucking goddamn document, and it was fucking ratified as a whole fucking body of law. And you fucking know it. You're not going to separate. Try it, son of a bitch. You fucking try it. Help sell all amendments to those being asked to approve them. They didn't have to ask the people to approve fucking rights. That's what they went to fucking war for. That's what their uprising was. The uprising that was fucking hijacked by the fucking pricks like you. In this case, the authors were pointing to the necessity of an armed populace as well as from which militias are drawn. The people are the militia. We're not fucking drawn by anybody. We are the militia. We stand alone on our fucking rights. Our goddamn rights are individual. You motherfucker, there ain't no two of us alike. So my rights aren't your rights, you son of a bitch. Not for you to talk about, not for you to define, son of a bitch. You want to file in a common law court, I'll define some fucking goddamn law to you, you bastard. I'll define it so fucking clear they'll hang your ass out on the goddamn courthouse fucking flagpole. Militia seen as vital safeguard against the federal government they were creating. No, I think that federal government had already been created, hadn't it? How stupid do you think we are? Look, that one statement right there shows this fucker's intent. Militia seen as a vital safeguard against the federal government they were creating. It was already created. This was a condition by the southern states that there would be a fucking bill of rights so that we could keep the jurisdictional control over these motherfuckers who were going to serve us. We just want to serve and protect you. You fucking right. James Madison offered the initial draft of the Second Amendment. In particular, fuck them son of a bitches. Fuck them Masonic motherfuckers. They didn't want no goddamn Bill of Rights. I've read the fucking history, you prick. They did everything they could to stop it, but they couldn't. In particular, the American founders. Shove them up your ass, you fucking queer. Of the federal government potential to create a standing army that could be used to destroy the state, destroy state sovereignty. No, it wasn't about state fucking sovereignty. It was about individual free sovereign rights. You motherfucker. Fuck the state. The state has no power. The people have the power. The only thing the state can do is what the people allow. We're the authority. Our courts are the highest. And we've been fucking denied those courts. We've been denied our redress of grievance so that we could take these son of a bitch and treasonous bastards, these fucking mafiosa, and fucking hang them. But we're taking it back. Get that through your fucking head, no matter what you write. Destroy state sovereignty and individual liberties, seeking to sell the amendment to drafting committees. No, fuck you, fuck you. Anybody that believes this shit, go read the fucking goddamn Anti-Federalist Papers and the Federalist Papers and see what the fucking, the Bill of Rights was written around the Federalist Papers. Every fucking chink in their armor that they saw where they were going to come in and do what they're doing to us, they fucking put a check there, and they finished it off with the ninth article check. You ain't never going to change this, and this fucking body of law can be used to hang you. I guarantee you I can hang every one of these motherfucking traitors using nothing but the fucking words of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights. And it's no fucking secret that that Constitution never fucking was. Never ratified by the people. Never. See, that's the one that they couldn't sell to the people. That's the one they couldn't sell to the people because they're doing it just like they did that United Nations bullshit we're looking at. Come on over, motherfucker. You'll get exactly what that fucking king got. The federal government's a potential to create a standing army that could be used to destroy the state sovereignty. The state sovereignty, my fucking ass. The people are the sovereigns. If the state is a piece of fucking paper. Got that? Look it up, stupid ass. And don't look in fucking the Black Laws fucking private fucking law dictionary. Look in a fucking common dictionary for the common man for the common law. Sovereignty of the fucking state. Shove the state the states have incorporated under the fucking federal corporation. There's nothing but corporations in this country. There are no states, you ignorant bastard. And individual liberty seeking to sell the amendment to drafting committees and state ratifying conventions. No, the fucking they ratified it because they didn't. The people would have fucking killed them. Plain and fucking simple. That's the only reason it's there. It made sense for the authors to highlight the link between militias and the people's right to bear arms. Now, see, they go here, given their purpose, that's to cite one or more of many possible rationales. We don't have to rationalize our fucking goddamn natural rights to anyone. We didn't have to rationalize them to anybody. They were spelled out in the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers, what we had to stop if we wanted to remain free and at liberty. Plain and simple. Each fucking goddamn article is fucking written for a reason. And then one of those reasons can be found in the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers. Prefatory clauses don't rightly constrain operative clauses, particularly one as explicit as the Second Amendment, which pointedly recognizes, quote, right of the people to keep and bear arms. And that's all you got to fucking know. Okay, so if that's true, then they have fucking violated it. They are at war with us. They have fucking declared war on us. They have come, what was it, American Civil Liberties Union came on and said they were going to destroy the fucking Bill of Rights. Come destroy it, motherfucker. You see these little cocksuckers like this who think that they fucking are bright and they're brilliant and they can talk you around. I mean, if they can bring you down one fucking level, they're going to do it. Even if the prefatory clause did have any teeth, those seeking to interpret it as tightly restricting the gun eligibility population run into yet another wall. And the militias are assembled, and that militias are assembled from the citizenry at large. The people, the fucking unregulated militia, we form ourselves. They aren't. If we're formed, we form ourselves. There is no goddamn authority over us except for the fucking Bill of Rights. Plain and simple. We're to enforce that fucking law, period. If we want to be free, if we want to have liberty, if we want to own property, if we want to own ourselves. Indeed, one revision of James Madison's draft of the Second Amendment drove home this point. It began a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people. We don't need this. I mean, have you, this as far as you've gone? You know this ain't far as you've gone. You know exactly what you're fucking doing. Listen to Pennsylvanian Tinch Koch. As he championed the Constitution ratification, the powers of the sword are in the hands of the yeomanry of Americans. America from 16 to 60, summarizing the Second Amendment, Cox said the people are confirmed in their the article in their right to keep and bear. Now, that ain't what Pence-Cox fucking said. You son of a bitch, what did you just look up just what you wanted for your fucking article to try to fucking make things just a little fuzzy? Make them fuzzy to the people who are figuring it out and people who've got to understand. People are figuring it out. Now, I'll tell you what Pence-Cox said. This is what Tenchcott said. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? That would mean you and me. That would mean everybody in this fucking country. And there's nothing about 16 to 65. That's what, I mean, that's for the fucking regulated. That's the ones that work for the fucking government. Well, there ain't no government. They're the ones that they're corporate fucking goddamn thugs. Congress have, this is the part, important part. Why didn't you put this in your fucking article, buddy? Ready? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state government. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, which they are fucking tyrannizing, and as the military forces which must be raised be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed. See, but I want to go over that again. where is it? The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That means they can make no, they can't fucking examine it. They can't regulate it. Because, I mean, for the same reason this guy's pointing out, that the National Guard, he comes down here and talks about the National Guard, isn't the National Guard. This is the same reason that there's no Supreme Court can fucking even look at that fucking Bill of Rights. And they can give advice to the pricks around them and tell them these guys can kill you for that. But they cannot fucking say this is the law of the land. No, it fucking ain't. If it's contrary to that Bill of Rights, it ain't nothing but fucking goddamn tyranny. And it ain't nothing but treason. Plain and simple. On with Mr. fucking Tench Koch. You see, you picked a select man. I've never seen that one. You must have found that somewhere. How come you can't find this son of a bitch? As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms without infringement, not whatsoever. Got that? Because the federal and the state government have no authority over them. Plain and simple. That's how it was explained. That's how it was ratified. That's what was ratified. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, that's all of us, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And yes, we're going to have to do that. I mean, we ain't done this all fucking ready. We're a bunch of fucking pussies. It's sickening. It's disgusting. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and finish up on this article. Un segundo.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast on the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Shield and use your head. Fight to
till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Shining armors, piercing ring, houses run with a polished shield. Fight the battles to the heel. Midnight man, blood red dawn. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? How many of them can we make die? Ah, how many of them can we make die?
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Tiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Tiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai, a war song. Hey, Galen, if you're listening, I received your card yesterday. You know, Laura always, when we received anything in the mail, she thanked the people. I mean, if she could get some people wouldn't send a return address or anything, but if they did, if she knew who they were, she thanked them. And that way they knew their donations got here. I think a lot of donations aren't getting here. But beside the point.
Well, thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me know. I know you're beyond busy, so I don't expect to have it acknowledged. But I I always worry that it doesn't get there, so thank you.
You should. You should. Because, I mean, we've had a problem just recently, and I don't have time to explain it, but as soon as I get to where I can do more, you know, I'm gaining on it. We keep working new procedures to go faster, and you can tell there's more articles going up. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing on. That's all we can do, but thank you again.
I see the progress every day, Henry, and I know we'll get there. It just takes a little patience and persistence, so thank you.
Thank you. In the U.S., you do not have a constitutional right to own a gun unless you are in a well-regulated militia. Where in the hell did that come from? Let's see what we got here. Further further discarding the Second Amendment. It's not a Second Amendment, you stupid prick. If you knew that it's not an amendment, you know it's a body of law, a separate body of law that belongs to the people, that's above the fucking goddamn corporation. They have, we have the right to throw this fucking corporation out of here, hang the son of a bitches, take everything they've stolen from us for sedition and fucking treason, because they have violated our law. This is the people's law. And it ain't just to fucking control the government. It controls everybody. Everybody in this country is subject to this fucking law. It is our autonomy. It's how we settle our differences apart from any fucking government, any fucking king. Further disregarding the Second Amendment, no, the Second Article's explicit enumeration of rights of the people to bear arms, some claim the existence of National Guard renders the Second Amendment, that's the Second Article, you stupid prick, entirely moot, since the Guard, each state has a militia with its own arsenal of arms. In the United States, you do not have the constitutional right. I don't have no constitutional rights. I have God.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? And that's what they're trying to throw at us now with this stupid National Guard crap, man. Like, you know, like the freaking government, like, supposed to only have the arms, and we are supposed to be at freaking on our knees towards the government. But if you know anything about the militia, as we've been, you know, as we... First of all, it hasn't been taught, but we the people are the body of the militia, not the National Guard, because that's under the government. We're not controlled by the government.
The National Guard are Tories, Tory militia. All these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Anybody who isn't fighting for that fucking Bill of Rights for the people's law is a goddamn Tory. And anybody that organizes under their statutes is a fucking Tory. The people, the unorganized militia of this country, we have to fucking do this as individuals. I mean, this is like the worst case fucking scenario that the people who wrote that document seen coming, that they left us a way out. If we have the fucking courage to follow it. Here, a well-regulated militia is the National Guard. No, it fucking ain't. And for the same reasons that Dion just laid out. It answers to the goddamn government, and the militia was here to fucking put the government in check so that we could not be put under tyranny, so that they could not fucking form corporations and fucking break the fucking law that we put in place. That is literally what the Second Amendment says. No, it does fucking not. And whatever queer said this, I'll hang your ass in fucking 15 minutes in a common law court. Easy. Student loans suck. No shit. Go on down here. Recall, however, that the founders viewed militias as a check on the federal government's power. Duh. The founders didn't. They were the ones that we had the check on. They were the fucking Masons that wrote the fucking unlawful fucking constitution that never was. Never ratified by the people. They attempted to rule the people without our consent. They knew they couldn't get that son of a bitch ratified. No fucking way. And they act like, oh, we had to tempt the people to take their rights. You bet. You bet. Fear the federal government might create a standing army with the potential to tyrannize the states and the people. Thanks to the National Defense Act of 1916 and amendments to in 1933, today's National Guard is legally a part of the United States Army. Of course they are. And it's not the United States Army. It's the United Nations Army. There is no United States. There's a United States corporate fucking ration. It's a part of the international corporate mafia. States Army, which state governments exercising only limited government control, enlistment oaths, have evolved in to reflect that the National Guard soldiers promising to obey the orders of both the President of the United States, which there is none, that's the CEO of the corporation, and the governor, which is the CEO of the fucking subcontractor. It's all fucking goddamn corporations. Look it up. Since 1984, you have no townships. You have no goddamn counties. You have no fucking states. You have districts within the District of Columbia, which could never exist, which was put in place in violation of the Ninth Article. That one, you know, that they're just not quite sure about. I'm real fucking sure about it. I can read Zen rites, and I understand punctuation. And I know what that motherfucker says, what it says. And anybody, unless you're a fucking moron, you can read it and you can understand it too. The Guard's military training and the selection of its officers are controlled by the federal government. No, by the federal corporation. Quit calling it the government. Here this guy's calling it amendments and fucking government. This is made to fucking drive, to get you off point. You stay on that fucking Bill of Rights exactly as it is written. It is written perfectly. It is written in fact, and it cannot be touched. Fuck this guy and his fucking... See, this is so they can try to get some kind of other argument than the fact that it is written in fucking fact, and you cannot violate it. We have the right to shoot your fucking ass down. We have the right to enforce our rights on the fucking spot against any fucking tyrannical fucking power that tries to fucking deny or disparage those rights. That's what it fucking says. The Guard's military training and selection of its officers controlled by the federal government. Troops are subject to activation pursuant to any number of federal missions, including, as we have seen too often, overseas combat deployment and that render them useless to the states where the citizens' soldiers live. And that's it. We're citizens' soldiers. The people. You alone. That fucking Bill of Rights is law. You have the right to fucking enforce that law with deadly fucking force against an enemy that's threatening to destroy you, an enemy that has already killed how many of our people? And they're saying, we're going to exterminate your ass. You got the right to kill them. Clearly, under such federal control, the National Guard cannot be seen as a counterbalance against federal power. There's no fucking federal to it. It's a goddamn international corporate mafia. It's fucking goddamn cabals. It is fucking goddamn collectives. And there's only one way that we get rid of those son of a bitches, and we have to do it ourselves. I'm sorry. You have to put your fucking ass on the line. You ain't going to be able to stand back and watch it on fucking TV. It's going to be right in your fucking living room. Clearly, under such federal control, the National Guard cannot be seen as a counterbalance against federal power, and thus does not fulfill the Second Amendment. It's not the Second Amendment. That pisses me so off. The motherfuckers know it is not. Those are not amendments. That is a solid body of law. It is the common law for this country. Why, if it was amendments, they would already rip that son of a bitch to pieces. And don't you think so? It's just like if they could take our guns, they would already fucking have them. I mean, this guy.
Hey, Henry.
Ideas. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but you know, you see how they try to play this manipulation with words and all this old other crap. I mean, like, if you have freaking two brain cells, man, you can understand, like, okay, these people, the common people, the people who actually bled and died, who starved, who fought, you know, who fought in the winter, who fought in the sleet, the cold, and the rain, you think they're going to give the power back to a government that they just defeated for their rights? I mean, that makes no sense to a thinking person.
Of course. I mean, it's obvious beyond Jesus Christ. You know, they come. The first thing old John Adams said, let's declare king. Let's declare another King George. Do you think that would have fucking flew? And they try to make him look magnanimous, like, and did not. No, I don't want to be the king. I don't, you know, like the fuck, too. They declared a king right there. The fucking militias would have came to Philadelphia and hung every fucking one of them. They knew it. They fucking knew it, because that Constitution was only ratified by some of the southern states on the condition that there would be a Bill of Rights. And our Bill of Rights does not include a fucking king. We are separate from them. They are our fucking, we're supposed to be our employees. That means they're beneath us. That means we are the fucking sovereign and they are the fucking servant. And if they get out of line in their goddamn fiducial position, we got the right. And they say, oh, you can't arrest the president during his tenure. Want to bet? Under the common law, you by God can. All I got to do is walk up and tap him on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest for fucking treason and sedition, and take him into fucking custody and have the fucking warrant filled out with my fucking name on it, my affidavit, showing where he caused me fucking harm by fucking violating my rights. Anybody, I mean, I think the main purpose of the thing is to try to make you think that that fucking Bill of Rights was only there to keep the government in control. No, it was not. That is our goddamn autonomy. That's how we were supposed to live. That's how people live for fucking long, a while anyway. It has all the fucking maximums. It has all the procedures in it. And those, if you, those procedures are your procedural due process rights. And those maximums are the fucking, you know, like the First Amendment, it is a maximum. And the Ninth and the Tenth are maximums. There's just certain things you will not fucking do. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what the fuck's the difference if Joe Blow across the street violates my fucking rights or a fucking goddamn lowly fucking goddamn person in the fiduciary. There is none. If Joe Blow violates my rights, I go after Joe Blow in his individual capacity. That removes him from the government. When you go after somebody and you sign the paperwork in a common law court, that removes them from their fiduciary fucking position and puts them in their fucking individual capacity, and they have to answer as an individual. They don't get the fucking federal government behind them. They don't get federal fucking magistrate, fucking lawyers, goddamn esquires, the king's fucking law. No, they get the people's fucking law. They get to stand in front of fucking 12 of your peers and their peers, and they get to explain how they can fucking think they can violate the fucking law. Because it's law. It's not goddamn, it wasn't just a little list of rules so that to keep the government from exercising here. It is law. You can quote it in any fucking goddamn complaint. You can quote it in fucking any goddamn lawsuit. And it is the supreme, superior, unalienable. That means it cannot be taken away. It cannot be contracted away. And you can't even fucking give it away. And you can using just that law, you can fucking take somebody all the way through the fucking process and come up with a guilty or fucking innocent or a fucking goddamn judgment from a common law jury. And the common law jury is the highest jurisdiction in this motherfucking country. You can go to a superior court, but the eighth article, what does the eighth article say? Let's just take a fucking look about that. I mean, just for shits and giggles, man, because we ain't looked at it in a while. Our eighth article says, it's the seventh article, excuse me. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, I think my life's worth more than $20, and they couldn't change that, though they've tried to say in their administrative ad grounds, oh, it's going to be $3,000 or like the shit $909. Fuck you. You changed the law without fucking ratification, you motherfuckers. It's notwithstanding. In all suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of the trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. That means you got to go through this whole fucking procedure again. That means another fucking trial. That's the common law. So that's why the Supreme Court has no jurisdiction. It's not a part of the common law. It's a part of the government that fucking can't fucking violate the common law. It's beneath the common law and will stay there. At any rate, where were we on this shit? Clearly under such federal control, the National Guard cannot be... Nope. Okay. Finally, they try to act like they're way educated fucking people, and they're just fucking, it's propaganda. It's trying to leave they're trying to find any glitch in the fucking armor, but there is none. You've been trying how many fucking years? You'll never find a glitch in it. It's perfect. It was written by fucking geniuses who understood you as good as you understand yourself and understood what you intended to do. And they put your fucking ass in check. All we, the people, have to do is enforce the son of a bitch. Finally, no tour, that's what it says, of Second Amendment's language would be complete without addressing well-regulated as it applied to militia. Today, people often and understandably assume the descriptor refers to regulation in the modern sense of external government control. However, in the late 1700s, well-regulated simply meant orderly, trained, disciplined qualities that militia could aspire to. And yeah, that's right. The people could come out and they can train, they can do whatever they fucking want. But you don't have to. You can act as a fucking individual. And you choose who you fucking follow. I mean, you're not fucking corporate. You're not, what the hell am I trying to say here? You're not creating a corporation. You're not creating a fucking goddamn body with fucking rulers and the ruled. The people are the fucking goddamn militia, the uncontrolled fucking militia. And there's about 40 million of us that have had enough of this fucking shit. And we don't need nobody to say, just like the people at fucking Concord and fucking Lexington, we don't need anybody to say, go do this fighting. You knew, in fact, you could say, don't go do that fighting. We'll shoot your fucking ass. To summarize, here this genius is going to summarize. The Second Amendment explicitly recognizes the existence of a right of the people, not just those currently in militias to keep and bear arms. This is fucking duh. I mean, fucking, we've talked about this fucking for shit, what, 10 fucking years? And finally, I mean, if you want to do something, put the fucker up on the Bill of Rights up on the goddamn front of your page and explain that son of a bitch, buddy. Explain what it fucking means. It's only in third grade terms. Surely you, a genius like you with big words, you could fucking straighten this all right out, couldn't you? And it ain't just about the second article. The second article is to enforce all the other articles. It is the enforcement mechanism. The fucking common law courts were the enforcement mechanism for our fucking first article right to redress a grievance. They've been removed. That takes us to the second article, where we use force, where we enforce our fucking law at the barrel of a gun, because it is our, not only our right, it is our fucking duty. And if we don't do it, you look what we're leaving our progeny. Today's National Guard is part of the U.S. Army. There is no U.S. Army, buddy. It just shows that you're more of a fucking sham. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You mean the U.N. Army that we fucking pay for under U.N. fucking control? No declarations of war from a Congress? Well, of course, they don't have to, because there never was a fucking Congress. There never was a fucking goddamn Constitution. And up here, when they call constitutional rights, the Constitution did not grant me my rights. I was born with them naturally. You son of a bitch. Quit calling them constitutional rights. The Constitution has no goddamn effective power in this fucking country, because it is a fucking sham and it has never been fucking ratified by the people. Today's National Guard is part of the U.S. Army. Fuck you. It cannot be used by the people of the separate states as a counterbalance to the federal government's standing army, and thus is not a militia in the sense of the term is used in the Second Amendment. This is just because it's the Bill of Rights is forcing itself out. Make no mistake about it, people. The Bill of Rights is forcing itself out. That's why they got to start writing shit like this. But you just stick to what's on those 10 fucking articles. You can read. You know what the punctuation means. And when they talk in the ninth article, they're about others. They're talking about other rights reserved by the people. And they may not. And if they want to fucking try and argue it, say, well, fuck, you're violating the rights that are enumerated in that goddamn Bill of Rights, which is separate from that motherfucking worthless Constitution. That Constitution is a fucking piece of shit. And it's already been removed anyway and replaced with fucking a corporation in violation of that ninth article. Trying to create a power that can fucking subvert the fucking Bill of Rights, subvert the people's freedom, subvert the people's liberty. And that's a fucking fact that no man can argue. You want to argue it? Argue it with me. You got the fucking phone number. Anyways, that's enough ranting for one day, people. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, don't let them fucking blur the issue with bullshit. Step up and tell them what it fucking is, and don't back down. Say, I'll fucking prove it to you with a knot on your fucking head, you son of a bitch. And that is The Word from the Trenches.